Okay, so moving on to agenda paper 5. Hand it over to Craig.
Good afternoon. Agenda paper 5 analyses comments on the committee's tentative agenda decision on an airline's obligation to compensate customers for delayed or cancelled flights. The committee received 12 comment letters by the comment letter deadline. 8 respondents agreed with the committee's decision not to add the matter to its standard setting agenda for the reasons set out in the tentative agenda decision. 1 respondent disagreed with the committee's technical analysis. Some respondents commented on aspects of the committee's decision. Respondents' comments, together with our analysis and recommendation, are discussed in paragraphs 12 to 40 of the paper. Based on our analysis, we recommend finalising the agenda decision with some minor changes as noted in Appendix E. I will now ask whether you agree with our recommendation to finalise the agenda decision as set out in Appendix E.
So I know I wasn't here for the original discussion that was had, but when I read the paper, I thought it was interesting. I agree with the staff's view in the end, and I think that in my mind, paragraph 47 of 15 is quite clear about how you look at refunds and penalties. But in the guidance that was I guess it's in B33 related to the but related to how you define harm or damages, I can see with different industries that there could be different ways that people interpret that. And if I were to say, for example, if I missed a flight and I had a very important event like a wedding or whatever, and I couldn't make it there in time, that I would say, well, I definitely had harm and damages and that were done to me. And I can see where there could be differing views with that. So, I guess the point I would just make is I agree with what's here, but I can see that there might be some inconsistencies in practice and how that's being interpreted based on different industries and how you look at that.
Which one?
I agree with the staff analysis of the comments received, I agree on the outcome. We not changed that much the agenda decision. I heard many comments on this negative revenue issue, question, whatever, in France. But I perfectly acknowledge that we cannot solve this issue here. It's not the committee that can deal with this issue. It's if there is a body that can deal with it, it's the board, BISB. So maybe it's a question to keep or something to keep for the post-implementation review of IFRS 15, but I think that within the boundaries of IFRS 15, its application, I think the agenda decision that would be issued would effectively answer the question. And there would be then something open, for sure, a remaining question still open. And probably the way I understand the drafting of the agenda decision is effectively that then enabling an option to account either for it as a negative revenue or as an expense. I don't know if I'm right or if I'm correct in having read the agenda decision, but it's the feeling I have. And I think it makes sense.
I agree, we haven't answered the question. Bob?
I wish Lisa was in our previous discussion, then I would have had some company on my small island. I continue to find it difficult to explain to anybody how to differentiate between penalties and harm. I think that's something that maybe gets looked at a post-implementation review, but even though I still struggle with that, I still think we came to the right conclusion on this, and I will support the agenda decision.
Thank you. Carsten.
I also agree with the analysis and the conclusion that, when compensation is paid to a customer for a delayed flight, that would be a very big consideration in the reduction of revenue. I agree with also some of the comments that were made around negative revenue. I think there were quite a few voices that thought the issue should be addressed in some way, but I also see the problems with the IFRIC dealing with that. Personally, I felt we could be a bit more clearer on let's say, related issues, not just the compensation for delays, but, you know, the other things that were addressed in the initial paper in particular around, you know, for example, compensation for loss or damaged baggage and things like that. I think it's not entirely clear what the view is on this one. I guess there was some sympathy to treat this in the same way. I think, you know, it might be helpful to just be clear on what the, you know, what we are going to do with that, either by saying that we did not consider this, so it's not, so we explicitly scoped this out, or alternatively that we try to build some consensus around these things, because similar to what Lisa said, I think there's also, you know, at some point you get, I think, to a judgment call. On what is reduction in revenue and what is, you know, damages. So I agree with the direction this is taking. I'm also supporting the agenda decision, but I think it just might be helpful to be more clear on this particular point.
Young Su?
Well, yes, I support the staff analysis and conclusion in the last meeting, but my thought has been changed a little bit. So let me explain to you why I changed my thought. You know, first of all, I should say I agree with the staff conclusion on the delayed flight. For delayed flight, the airline is providing different service. I agree with that. But for the canceled flight, I think the thing is a little bit different from the delayed flight. Two things I already pointed out in the comment letters. I also said this one in the last meeting, but if I just shortly repeat it. You know, in the first one is that in the case of the canceled flight, an entity does not provide different service but provides no service at all. The second point is that in the case of the canceled flight, the entity does not recognize any revenue at all, so always recognize negative revenue. And the third one I want to say, I mean, that is one thing that I want to add up today is that for the canceled flight, that the compensation would be different, or you know, the compensation for the canceled flight would be greater than the compensation for the delayed flight. For example, in Korea, you know, for the delayed flight, a fixed amount of compensation should be paid to the customers, like $200, $400 for the delayed flight. But for the canceled flight, the compensation scheme is totally different. The airlines has to pay the ticket price plus $600. So I'm not. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, the canceled flight is thought differently by the legislators, the lawmakers, from the, you know, the delayed flight, and that view I think is not, you know, fully, you know, described or the included in this agenda decision. So, you know, my thought today is that maybe if we can exclude canceled flight from the agenda decision, I fully support that. But if we include the canceled flight, then there could be lots of risk. Because, you know, as I said, Korea has a totally different compensation system from the EU. And once we make a decision like this one and the agenda decision, this one is going to be applied to all jurisdictions in all around the world. And each jurisdiction might have a different compensation scheme. So I'm just worried that, you know, our decision is too much generalized for all the countries, jurisdictions in the world. So that is my concern.
I might get the staff to come back on that. Firstly, Brian?
I agree with the decision to, or the proposal to finalise the agenda decision. I think that this compensation in the first instance comes off revenue. I was quite interested that some of the airline groups in responding to the letter continued to dispute whether or not they promised to get the customer, the passenger, to their destination by a specific point in time. I'm not sure that actually undermines the agenda decision. It seems to me that, on the one hand, if you think the promise is to get the passenger to their destination by a specific time and you pay compensation if you don't achieve that, that feels like it's variable revenue. Conversely, if you say, well, I don't promise to get somebody to a particular, you know, there by a particular time, but I will pay them a variable amount that depends on when they arrive, that's still variable consideration. In terms of some of the other points that have been made, this agenda item, you know, to be fair, has made me think about exactly what's the borderline between variable consideration and B33. But I do think this one is variable consideration, and I'm not sure it would be feasible to expand the agenda decision to talk about contrasting scenarios without having contrasting scenarios that we could debate, you know, without having a on the one hand, on the other type scenario. Negative revenue, big topic in lots of industries. Again, I tend to think we would need more discussion of different fact patterns. I was very interested in the point about what to do with the cancelled flight. My understanding is the EU legislation covers cancelled flights as well as just delayed flights. One version of that would be that if a flight is cancelled, I get my, if I'm the passenger, I get my ticket price back and I get something else, then the excess over the ticket price falls into the negative revenue question, on which the agenda decision is already silent. So I don't know the fact pattern in Korea, but I wonder if cancelled flights are kind of covered by the silence on negative revenue.
And I think I'll just add to that, to your point, Jung-soo, is that in the context of what this agenda decision is addressing, we didn't see a difference between delayed and cancellation. I agree with you that in terms of outcome, when a flight is cancelled and ultimately the passenger never flies, of course, there's never a service delivered, but we thought it didn't make a difference to the analysis in terms of saying whether you thought that compensation was variable consideration or not. It would all be considered variable consideration. You know, it's just the mechanics of how that flow through them when the flight is cancelled. You know what I mean? You'd never have a revenue number recognised for the service in that case, but you'd still consider it to be variable consideration in working out your sort of contract asset, contract liability, etc.
Yeah, I understand, you know, fully what you are meaning by that, but, you know, as Bob said, we don't know what is the clear line between the harm and damages and the variable payment. And that is why I'm saying that, you know, for the cancelled flight, there could be some harm, the compensation for the harm and damages, than just the variable payments for the obligations. So that is something that makes me really difficult to follow that agenda decision. Now that's about that.
Marie? Fully agree with the agenda decision. Regarding the negative revenue, fully agree as well that it's something which is a lot broader than this issue and it cannot be dealt with here. I think, as it was said, that it's prevalent in other industries and this sort of thing, so maybe it can wait for the peer. Maybe it needs to be further explored by the board before, I think, depending on the priority and sort of things, but it's something we should keep in mind, I think.
Okay, thank you. Guy?
I was just going to observe there's probably a slight contradiction between paragraph 37 of the paper and the sentence in the agenda decision around the negative revenue issue. Paragraph 37 says the committee decided there would be nothing useful it could add, whereas the agenda decision says we did not consider the question, and I think the agenda decision is the more accurate description of what the committee debated. So I just wanted to point that out, and I would, despite what paragraph 37 says, I think the sentence in the agenda decision is the more accurate sentence.
Hope we got it around that way then.
That last point of guise goes back to something that Karsten said before. I did, when I was rereading this, just wonder if the committee wants to think again about having that sentence in here, because there are lots of things that the committee did not consider when, you know, lots of related issues it did not. I understand why, because it was raised in the initial submission, this one kind of is different, but I wondered if it, again, thinking of agenda decisions living on, if that's maybe something more that you note in the update rather than in the text of the agenda decision for the long term. It's
good reaction. Guy?
I think Mary's point is consistent with what I was saying. I think if we had actually debated that issue and concluded there was nothing useful we could add, then, you know, stating that in the agenda decision would have meaning. Mm-hmm. Stating we just didn't consider it, which I think is true, seems unnecessary. It's accurate, but unnecessary.
Which I would disagree with. Ooh. I think it's accurate and necessary. The reason why is, but it's a preparer's perspective, not an auditor's perspective, for sure. Personally, I'm not concerned with this issue in the submission, so I'm not talking for myself. But from a preparer's perspective, I perfectly appreciate that this sentence is an implicit way of enabling two potential accounting treatments, i.e. either negative revenue or expense. And I know some auditors that dispute this and that would be very happy to see the sentence disappear to force a single view, which would be negative review. So I think the sentence is essential because we have not considered negative review, and it's very essential to enable the preparers that we have to deal with auditors and enforcers, the fact that they won't be penalized if they have chosen to account for it as an expense or as a negative revenue, as long as they provide the accurate disclosure in their notes to the financial statement. So for me, I think it's really an important sentence to keep in the agenda decision.
Thank you, Bertrand. So that's good. So now we know why people would like it in there, so you can vote informed. So on this note, no other cards are up. So can we take a vote on it with it as it's drafted in the document? Yep. Let's get a show of hands on the agenda decision, not deleting the paragraph about negative revenue, so leaving as is what's drafted in the document. If I could get a show of hands for that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay, thank you. Right.